Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 26, and today's verse is from Surah Hujurat, ayahs 11 and 12. La yaskhar, la talmizu, la yakhtab. Don't make fun of each other. Don't find the faults of others. Don't backbite. Allah talks extensively in the Quran about social relations. It's as though He's showing us that the way we treat others is a part of how we worship Him, just like we saw in Juz 1 and 15. It reminds me of the hadith by our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he says, "I was sent to perfect akhlaq, moral character." In this verse, Allah tells us some of the things that He expects from us as we work on our akhlaq, and I think it's a tough one. He says, "La yaskhar," don't ridicule, make fun of others. Something that we might think of as harmless or banter, but Allah tells us to be careful to avoid it. Then He tells us, "La talmizu," from the word lumaza, which means to find faults in others. Allah warns us, stop looking for bad things in people so that you can talk about them to others. In the next verse, Allah commands us, La yakhtab, don't say bad things about other people behind their backs. That includes anything negative, things that the person you're talking about wouldn't like themselves. Allah makes a shocking comparison. He says, would any of you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? That's how disgusting it is in the sight of Allah. Isn't that frightening? Allah warns us here about things that we may take normally, but to Allah they're major deeds. In fact, He considers these actions so seriously harmful that He tells us at the end of this verse that we must seek forgiveness for them. I may be following the rituals of worship, but if I'm ignoring the social practices that Allah commands, then to Him I am of the zalimun, He says, the wrongdoers. So what can I do to stop myself finding faults in others or saying negative things about them? I love how in the rest of this ayah, Allah puts us in our place. The person you're making fun of, finding faults in, speaking ill about, might actually be better than you, He says. So before I say bad things about someone else, I should consider my own faults and weaknesses. I should remember how Allah has hidden so many of my flaws through His grace. To me, this verse is a frightening reminder to be mindful of the way that I speak and interact with others. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. We already know La from Juz 8. Yaskhar, to make fun of, and yakhtab, to backbite. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got people laughing and talking about others. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we could use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.